are watching women's sports do an amazing thing, and we discuss what is hot and happening in the community. We got to give some love to all our women athletes, and that's why we love the Women's Inner Sport Network for Kansas City. Winford Casey, we are on the line with the director, Ruth Feldblum. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
I am doing well. To see Win for the KC, Kansas City Sports Commission and Foundation, you are promoting the value of sports and fitness for the lives of our girls and women. Ruth, can you tell our listeners more about what all you do in this aspect?
Absolutely. So Win for KC is really geared to empower girls and women through sport. And our approach is, we really take a three-prong approach to that. First is looking at creating opportunities to participate. Second, we're looking at how we can develop leadership training opportunities. And third is recognition.
Yeah.
And this last one, yeah, it's really, really important to shine the light on the many women who are mm-hmm. such great game changers in our community. We want to amplify their voices and show everyone else, if you can see it, you can be it.
Yes, no doubt. And, you know, most recently with the final Big 12 women's basketball tournament being played at Municipal, now moving to T-Mobile Center just as the guys. How important was that in your mission? Because as we talk about exposure and opportunity, for me, that was big.
Well, actually, it's huge because for so many years, and we love Municipal Auditorium,
yeah.
and there's a tremendous history with that venue. But in fact, the services and the facilities that are available within the venue are so much different between the two sites that it really was I don't want to say a disservice, but it really the women just really weren't getting the same level of services
yeah.
in the venue, and so this is really a really exciting opportunity to have the locker rooms and just the space
yes.
that T-Mobile presents.
Definitely excited for that. But as we talk about supporting women athletes, the mental and emotional health, I think that is so crucial. What are some ways Win for KC contributes to their overall well-being?
Well, obviously, in terms of creating opportunities for folks to participate, that is one of the ways that we are contributing to folks' mental well-being. But we want to do it in such a way that provides a positive and supportive environment. So we have events like Camp Win, which is a summer day camp for girls to sample 14 different sports in that positive, encouraging environment. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to introduce children to sports activities so that they learn to love being active. It's not about making the most shots or having the best form. It's really about just finding some enjoyment and building that teamwork and camaraderie, learning a new sport and facing new challenges and realizing that you can do it. And we also have the Revel Run for our adult women who can come out and participate in our 6K in the fall. It's on September 30th, and it's just a fun, positive, encouraging mm-hmm. event. Again, it's not about who's got the fastest time, but it's about bringing women
yeah.
together to celebrate being healthy and have some fun while we do it.
Looking forward to that. Now, Ruth, how can people get more information about Win KC and become involved or support in some way?
Well, you can certainly start by visiting our website, which is www.win4kc.org, and that's F-O-R spelled out. We have opportunities for folks to volunteer at these different events and obviously come out and register
yeah.
and participate at the Boulevard Revel Run. That information is at www.blvdrevelrun.com, Boulevard Revel Run.
Okay, I know we're going to have to talk again when we get closer to that because I would love to be involved. And I know you probably can't necessarily say who you're watching, but as the ladies do their thing in the Sweet 16, any particular way you're leading, Ruth, any particular game?
Well, I think it's going to be really hard for anyone to match South Carolina. I mean, they
mm-hmm.
are just, they've just been so dominant. Yeah, my own bracket is already a little bit busted.
Right, right.
So.
I think
yeah, I was kind of hoping to see Indiana make, and of course I had Iowa State moving forward. So they were such an exciting team to watch. I have to say, here at the Big 12 tournament, the fans travel with so much energy, really, really fun to watch. So it broke my heart a little bit to see them get knocked out, but we're super excited. What's amazing is just the quality of play and the energy in these games. I mean, these have been some close matches, and these women are playing at such a high level. So I encourage everyone to, you know, make sure they're checking out these games and take a look at those brackets too.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ruth, for what all you guys are doing, and we look forward to supporting even more in the future. Thank you.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate it.